So I get these questions every now and again, Steve, from people who are on my mailing list, and one of them was asking me, I need to get into management, but whenever I try and get into management, people tell me I need management experience. So it's kind of a bit of a circular problem, which I kind of recognize because I've seen that before, where people say, you want to be a manager, so when have you been a manager before? But then nobody ever would become a manager if that was the case. So it's sort of, how do you break into that? Have you come across that before? And
Yeah, no, I think that's an interesting question because it is kind of a catch-22. How do you get experience when nobody gives you a chance to get experience? I think from my perspective on that, Andy, I'd look at it like maybe not management you're getting, but then look for leadership. So as an individual, we can become a leader. We can lead ourselves. Can we lead projects? So maybe kind of change it up a little bit. And how do you show leadership in that? What do you think?
I think that's right, and I think what I always say is, to get into that first level, sort of whatever you would call it, team leadership or junior management type role, you're really looking to do a good job. And when you say do a good job or do a great job, really you're talking about being proactive and kind of self leadership and sort of self management. So if you can show that you can get things done and you can lead yourself, then you get the responsibility to lead other people. So it's kind
That's a
of,
great point.
it's kind of what you were saying. It's kind of showing that proactive type nature.
Well, you hit it right on the head, right? I know you are a big Stephen Covey fan, so the word proactive comes out there. And I agree with you. Being proactive and building trust among your employees is important. And Covey, what did he else always say? When you defend those who are absent, you retain the trust of those who are present. So thinking bigger terms, and let's be Covey-esque in this case, I think he brings a lot of really good messages to how to, he's got a, in fact, he's got a great talk about how an individual doesn't get in the water cooler gossip, just looks at the flaws of his boss, but also helps his boss or her boss and develops a lot of, I guess he calls it the circle of influence versus the circle of concern. So it's really, I know you're a Covey fan. I am too. And I think you can, especially the people in the position you're that are asking the question, can learn a lot from some of Covey's lessons.
Yeah, I think that's right. Because, and certainly around that, that's the, I think it's probably what everyone says. And it hit me again when I read The Seven Habits, whenever it was a couple of years ago, is that whole thing about the circle of influence. And it's trying not to focus on that circle of concern, i.e., no one's giving me the management job, and focusing on the circle of influence, which is, well, what's my response going to be? What can I do to put myself in that position, or to develop the right skills, and show the right behaviors?
Couple other things that I was thinking of, intellectual curiosity and being bold. So having kind of this desire, so, and I don't think that's innate. I think you can look at something and say, what do I find interesting about this? How do I make it better? And I think I know in my career, the places, some of the biggest successes I had were in places that were really deep rooted in kind of curiosity, not something that was tattooed on the title of a book. I mean, it was something weird that there's an example where I was a junior accountant going through a manufacturing plant, or actually a grain handling facility, and discounts in grain are really important because it's got a lot of different factors to it. And I noticed something that was really an anomaly, and it was a very unusual situation, and it was costing this company or this actual facility over $300,000 a year, and it had to do with something, a decision that was made 5 years ago that everyone forgot was made. But it was really an unusual situation that it was just kind of something didn't smell right, and we kind of dug into it and dug into it, and it took a while because it was so ingrained in what was going on. But it's that type of, follow your nose, and that when you're especially, and then you can make an impact and be bold. That's the other thing I would say is don't be kind, but be bold, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that resonates with me because it reminds me of when I went back to my first management job and then I got promoted from that as well. I was just doing things out of curiosity and I get asked to do a sort of piece of analysis or provide some report or something. And I'd get really interested in it. And if I got interested in something and I knew somebody else in the business knew the answer, I would just pick up the phone or send them an email or even walk round or up the stairs and go, you know, I'm working on this thing. What is this? And then sit and have a conversation. I think after a while, I just spoke to so many people in the business that they would then come to me. And so it sort of sets up that kind of circle where, you know, you ask questions of them, they ask questions of you. And before you know it, you're collaborating on things and sort of coming up with solutions to things.
That's a really good point. That's a great way to, you know, follow your nose, your curiosity. And if that leads you into sales or it leads you into marketing or operations, that's great. Yeah. It doesn't have to lead you to accounting or finance or treasury if it leads you outside the business. And maybe the last point I would say from my perspective on this would be, you know, learn the language of the business. So if you can learn the language of the commercial language of the business rather than speak accounting or finance terms, I think that's a great way to grow your leadership skills and get promoted into management.
Yeah. Is that something you found difficult when you were a young accountant or did it always come naturally to you?
You know, I felt... I had a really good manager when I first started. So from early on, it became easy. I think I kind of lost it in the middle of a few years of my career where I became very finance oriented. I was into corporate roles. So I think intentionally learning more intention, I kind of got it because it rubbed off from my first, the leader that I worked under. But I think intentionally learning the language of the business and talking in commercial terms and always looking at it from the perspective of who you're talking to rather than from a finance point of view is really valuable.
So, yeah.
How about you?
I certainly found that as well. And the reason I asked the question is because I've always found I tend to have this natural thing, or it's kind of a little bit more natural to me to always be thinking, what's the other guy going to make of what I'm about to say? So I kind of adjust my language because I'm always concerned that whether they're going to understand me. But when I went into, I came out of public practice and went into a finance department, I noticed that other people didn't do that. They would just go and, you know, stand in front of someone and say, can you give me your accruals for the month, please? And I was thinking, that's an accounting term. How are they going to know what an accrual is? That's like, like this alien concept. Yeah. Things like fixed assets and depreciation and, we put them on reports and like people don't know what they mean. So I was like already thinking, but people don't understand this. This is like accounting speak. So other people would just say, oh, this is what we produce. They should go and look it up in a book. Yeah. So it's sort of, in my view, it's like you're right. Learn to speak the language of the business, but also learn to translate finance into that language as well.
Very true. I think that coming back to Covey, that really increases your sphere of influence. When you can speak their language, all of a sudden your sphere of influence grows significantly. So.